చైతన్య చరితామృత మధ్యలీల చాప్టర్ 9 టెక్స్ట్ 179 టు 194. ది ఎంటైటిల్ ఆఫ్ ది చాప్టర్ ఈస్ లార్డ్ చైతన్యస్ ట్రావెల్స్ టు ద హోలీ ప్లేసెస్. శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు came to this material nature for a very short time. According to material calculation, the time was only 48 years. Hare Krishna, be alert. I see some are taking rest. You'll not understand anything. చైతన్య చరితామృత అమృతేర్ సింధు కర్ణ మన్ తృప్త করে যার এক বিন্দু. దిస్ చైతన్య చరితామృత ఇస్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ నెక్టర్, ఇస్ ద ఓషన్ ఆఫ్ నెక్టర్. ఈవెన్ ఆన్ డ్రోప్, ఆన్ ఫ్రాక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ఎ డ్రోప్ క్యాన్ సటిస్ఫై యువర్ హార్ట్, your ear, your mind. So this is the reservoir of nectar. It's very available to all of us. But still, our heart is not satisfied. We are always running after the material loss. Why? Because although the nectarian ocean is flowing, but due to our unfortunate situation, we don't know how to drink it, how to attain it, how to taste it, how to relish it. That's why Alapar Acharya has recommended that you start your devotional practice in the light of Bhagavad Gita. If somebody goes through Srimad Bhagavatam and realizes it under the expert guidance of a very bona fide spiritual master, he will avail to cut off all the attachment to this material nature. Unless and until we are having this material attachment, unless and until we are having the bodily intelligence, not having wholeheartedly surrendering mode, it is very difficult to derive pleasure or ras from Chaitanya Charitamrita. First of all, we need to realize, not simply by reading Bhagavad Gita, we need to realize the Sambandha Gyan from Bhagavad Gita. Then for a long time, one has to execute devotional service by following the different incidents narrated in Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is abhidhava, is process. Different devotees of different mellows, how they were executing devotional service, exchange their view with Krishna. What are the difficulties they were facing? How could they overcome it? Everything elaborately described in Srimad Bhagavatam. We should follow it. So after completing Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, then one becomes eligible to enter into Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's not so easy thing. But we are having the assurance from the compiler of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. In a verse he is saying, Bujheba bujhena keho, sunite sunite seho, कि अद्भुत चैतन्य चरितामृत कृष्णे उपजीवे प्रीति जानिबे रसे रीति सुनिले हय बड़ हित. One understands or not? Sunite, bujheba bujhebe ki keho sunite, but he should continuously hear it. What will happen? The Chaitanya Charitamrita is so amazing. Just by hearing, whether you understand or not, you keep hearing. Then you will able to develop your attachment and love to Krishna unknowingly. Krishna upe jive priti bujive rashiriti. You will understand the mystery of different mellows like neutrality, servitorship, parental, conjugal, the different mellows are there. What is that? It's difficult to understand. But if we keep continuing on hearing Srimad Chaitanya Charitamrita, it will happen automatically. And 100% guarantee that the person who hears Chaitanya Charitamrita on the regular basis, he must be spiritually benefited. Hito. Benefited. So this is the assurance from Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. So here we see the descriptions of Mahaprabhu's traveling in South India. He came here only for 48 years. And he spent his 24 years in his family life, along with his father and mother. Then he took renounced order, sannyas. According to his mother's dictation and desire, he decided to stay in Jagannath Puri only. But he thought, let me preach Krishna consciousness. Let me establish Yoga Dharma, Harinam Sankirtan. That's why, after going to Jagannath Puri, he delivered that time the topmost scholar of Bharatvarsh, Sarvabhum Bhattacharya, Vedanta Darshanik. Nobody was equal to him. That was another purpose of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu going to Jagannath Puri, to deliver him. Another personality, he is the royal king of Odisha, who is he? Samrat Pratap Rudra. These two personalities was Krishna's Mahaprabhu's target. They were the target of Mahaprabhu. They delivered him and thought, let me just travel little. Directly went to South India. Where? Because another great personality was there. Who is he? Ramananda Rai. Mahaprabhu's preaching style is very exemplary. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada also followed the same example. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Jat jat acharite sreshto tat tat evitara janaho. Whoever is elite or superior or aristocratic in our society, target him, make him devotee. Then all other chela, you know, followers of him, automatically will become devotee. So this is called descending order, not ascending order. Descending starts from the top position. Starts from that. That's why Srila Prabhupada, by following the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you see, Mahaprabhu is known as Patit Pavan, but he was delivering all the exalted personality. How we can tell that Mahaprabhu is Patit Pavan? Patit Pavan is Nityananda Prabhu in the real sense. Because he delivered Jagai and Madhai. And Mahaprabhu delivered six Goswamis, they were ministers. Ramananda Rai was governor. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was great pandit. Pratap Rudra was king, right or wrong? Okay, from the material point of view, you can say that they were exalted, but actually they were fallen. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is a great scholar, but he did not know Mahaprabhu is Bhagavan himself. Although many of his associates like Gopinath Acharya, making him understand that no, he is Bhagavan himself, Krishna himself. You are saying, no, I don't see any symptom. I don't find any point in the scriptures. How can we accept? Then Mahaprabhu thought, okay, you don't understand theoretically. I will show you something practical. Look at Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya unto me. See, Who am I? Then Mahaprabhu revealed his six arms form. He is Krishna, two arms. He is Ram, two arms. He is Mahaprabhu, two arms. Total six arms he displayed. Then he became completely convinced and fell down at his lotus feet. And on the same time, onwards, he started to ray Harinam Sankirtan. He was very grave in nature, you know. Generally, the people who is having some money, some education, they do not like to become easy. Even you can call that person, Hare Krishna Babu, he will not hear you. Or if he hears, then he will turn his face. Generally, the people who is having the soft heart, he will turn his face. Yes, Prabhuji, calling me? Thank you, Hare Krishna. Soft-hearted. But the grave, hard-hearted person, first of all, he will not look at you. Second time he will call you, then he will look, turn his whole body. Oh, this is sign of, that was the sign of Sarvam Bhattacharya. But now, being completely convinced by Mahaprabhu's darshan, he became like the baby. He started to dance in front of everyone. People around us completely astonished to see his movement. Is Sarvam Bhattacharya? He's dancing and moving and singing in front of the public on the street like a baby. What happened? Because he attained the mellow. Without water, a piece of soil is very hard. But if you put water on it, immediately it becomes soft and melted. Similarly, without a loss of Krishna consciousness, our heart is very harder. But when you attain Krishna bhakti, immediately it becomes melted. So that's why Mahaprabhu is traveling to South India and he delivered who? Ramananda Rai. Then place to place, different place of pilgrimage, he was traveling and traveling. Here we see Mahaprabhu arrived where southern Mathura. You know, we know Mathura is situated in where? Uttar Pradesh. But another Mathura is there. The ancient name is Mathura. It is situated in south India. But the present name is called Madurai. We are having a big Iskon temple there. So Mahaprabhu was there. And at that time, on Brahmana, means, you know, social Brahmana, by birth, not by qualities, he came, Mahaprabhu, I would like to invite you, please, tomorrow, you please come to my cottage. No, he was so humble, dinahin. Mahaprabhu said, he is the followers of Lord Ram. Okay. Mahaprabhu was thinking in this way, came to know, he recognized that he is Ram Bhakt, and that's why Mahaprabhu accepted his invitation. Okay, tomorrow I'll come. Shai vipra Mahaprabhu ke koilo nimantran, Ram Bhakta shai vipra virakta mahajan. Translation. The Brahmana who met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu invited Lord to his home. This Brahmana was a great devotee and an authority on Lord Sri Ramchandra. He was always detached from material activities. He was completely indifferent to this material activity. Detached. His followers of, stance followers of Ramchandra. Mahaprabhu understood it. Then Mahaprabhu gave him words. Okay, tomorrow I'll come. Next day, Mahaprabhu went there. Kritomalaya snan kori aila tar ghare bhikkha ki deben vipra pakna hi kare. After bathing in the river Kritomala, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Brahmana's house to take lunch. But he saw that the food was unprepared because the Brahmana had not cooked it. What an amazing thing, eh? You are invited for lunch prasadam and we accepted the invitation very cordially. Hopefully you went there and saw no preparation. How will you feel at that time? In the place of Sita Mahaprabhu, you think yourself. Immediately you'll become angry. Started to chastise, dishonor that person, and came back. But Mahaprabhu was not. He was so tolerant because he had motherly affection. The child can make mistake, commit mistake, but the mother does not mind. Similarly, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he is Krishna, but his heart is Srimati Radharani, Param Karunamoyi. Say very merciful, compassionate. Mahaprabhu is tolerating. Why? Mahaprabhu's purpose is to bring him on the platform of Krishna consciousness. This is the mood of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu wanted to establish only Krishna supremacy. Narayan and Krishna, no difference. Ram and Krishna, no difference. Theoretically. But Mahaprabhu's desire was something else, very special. He only wanted to establish Krishna. That's why he thought, he's Ram Bhakta. Let me tolerate. If I don't tolerate him, then what to do? I have to go back. So I will not able to bring him on the platform of Krishna consciousness. Mahaprabhu's Krishna himself, all his associates knew it. That's why they are telling Mahaprabhu, why you are teaching us to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna? We'll chant your name. Gauranga, Gauranga, Gauranga. Mahaprabhu put his finger in the air and telling, no! You love me? Yes, Mahaprabhu, that's why we are chanting your name. If you love me, please hear what I am saying. If you love me, please chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Then I will be pleased. That is the process of pleasing Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Says that's why Mahaprabhu knew that if I accept their appreciations, and if I recognize me, tell them, yes, yes, I am Krishna. Okay, you can worship me. Then many, many fictitious pretender in future would claim in the same way by following me. That would make disturbance in the society. That's why Mahaprabhu did not. Even Mahaprabhu did not recognize or did not give any recognition the other forms of Krishna, like Narayan forms, like Ram forms, although non-different. So that was the policy of Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu thought that let me tolerate. Although simply is insult. He invited me, but he didn't take any preparations. It's simply insult, right? So Mahaprabhu was tolerating. Mahaprabhu kahe tare suno mahasay. Mahaprabhu is telling him, dear sir, maddanna hoilo kene pak nahi hoy. Already is noon. Why didn't you cook? He's asking. Bipra kahe prabhu mor aranye basati paker samagri bane namile samprati. Mahaprabhu, Bipra is the brahmana replied, my dear lord, we are living in the forest. For the time being, we can't get all the ingredients for cooking. He's saying, Mahaprabhu, I am not in the London city. That everything is ready-made and prepared. I can't cook all of a sudden, immediately. I am in the forest. I need to collect the ingredients. And he's so humble. He's telling, so I am waiting when Lakshman will bring all the ingredients and Mother Sita will cook. Then I can feed you. He's so humble. He's saying in the next verse, Banna shak fal mool anive Lakshman, tabe Sita koriben paka prayajan. I am waiting when Lakshman will bring all the vegetables, fruits, this and that, and Mother Sita mercifully will start cooking. It will be offered. Then I can feed you. Wait. তার উপাসনা শুনি প্রভু তুষ্ট হইল, আস্তে ব্যস্তে সেই বিপ্র রন্ধন করিলা। অন হিয়ারিং হিজ ডেসক্রিপশন মহাপ্রভু কেম টু নো হোয়াট এ ওয়ান্ডারফুল ডিভোশন ইজ হ্যাভিং টু লর্ড রাম এন্ড সীতে, ইজ সো সারেন্ডার্ড এন্ড হাম্বল। মহাপ্রভু বিকাম ভেরি প্লিজড উইথ হিম। দেন আফটার সাম টাইম দ্য ব্রাহ্মণ স্টার্টেড টু কুক। প্রভু ভিক্ষা কইল দিনের তৃতীয় প্রহরে, নির্ভিন্ন সেই বিপ্র উপবাস করে। জেনারেলি পিপুল অফ ভারত, আই উড লাইক টু সে ভারত নট ইন্ডিয়া, ভারত ইজ ভেরি পিউরিফাই, ভা প্লাস রথ, ভা মিন্স ভাস্কর, ভাস্কর মিন্স সূর্য, সূর্য গিভস আস শাইনিং, রাইট, এন্ড শাইনিং ইজ দ্য কজ অফ ডিসপেলিং অল দ্য ডার্কনেস, আর রথ মিন্স এনগেস্ট, ভারত মিন্স ইজ এ প্লেস হোয়ার দ্য পিপুল আর অলওয়েজ এনগেস্ট ইন অ্যাটেইনিং ট্রান্সেন্ডেন্টাল নলেজ, দ্য নলেজ ইজ কম্পেয়ার্ড উইথ হোয়াট শাইনিং, কৃষ্ণ সূর্য সম ইজ কৃষ্ণ সূর্য, দেন নলেজ এমিনেটেড ফ্রম কৃষ্ণ ইজ শাইনিং, সো দ্য পার্সন হু ইজ অলওয়েজ কাল্টিভেটিং, অ্যাবজর্বিং, রিসার্চিং, ডিসকাসিং, হিয়ারিং দিস ভা, ভা মিন্স নলেজ, দে আর নোন এজ ভারতবাসী, রেসিডেন্ট অফ ভারত, অ্যান্ড দ্য প্লেস ইজ নোন এজ ভারত, হোয়াট এ ওয়ান্ডারফুল মিনিং, বাট হোয়াট দ্য মিনিং অফ ইন্ডিয়া? So that's why generally people of Bharat like to take Lance Prasadam at the Prahar. The Prahar means at around 12:30 or in between 12 and 1. This is called the Prahar. Prahar means 3 hours make a Prahar. So first Prahar and second Prahar. Maybe like we are also following. In the first Prahar we are taking light breakfast. But at around, we see here, Brahmacharya Ashram, I am also taking Lance Prasadam at 1 hour. This is particular. It's nice. But because he did not prepare food, that's why Mahaprabhu had to wait and took Prasadam at 3 prahar, means at around 3 p.m. So here, Prabhu Bhikkha Koilo means, don't think that Bhikkha means he was begging. Bhikkha means relishing Krishna Prasad. It's Bhiksha. When a guest is another dangerous expression. Nice expression is called otithi. A person comes without giving any message, without sending any WhatsApp message or this is then. All of a sudden, comes. That is called otithi. But what is the meaning of guest, I don't know. Even I do not like to research on this also. So guest, so that person is coming without giving any notice, and whatever you have prepared for the members of your family, you have to share with him. So he will not pay it. Rather, we have to feed him with one reverence. That's profession or business is known as bhiksha. Like the beggar gets some bhiksha, alms, but he does not pay. Similarly, otithi is coming. We have to provide all the accommodation and food, but no question of asking payment. That is called bhiksha. Prabhu bhiksha koilo diner tritiyo prohare, nirbishanno sei vipra upobas kare. Mahaprabhu took prasadam. But he was fasting. That Brahman was fasting. মহাপ্রভু ইজ আস্কিং হিম, প্রভু কহে বিপ্র কহে কাহে কর উপবাস, কাহে মিন্স ওয়াই, ওয়াই ইউ আর ফাস্টিং, কেনে এত দুঃখ কেনে কর হুতাস, ওয়াইল দ্য ব্রাহ্মণ ওয়াজ ফাস্টিং, শ্রীচৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু আস্কড হিম, ওয়াই আর ইউ ফাস্টিং, ওয়াই আর ইউ সো আনহ্যাপি, ওয়াই আর ইউ সো ওয়ারিড, হি ইজ টেলিং, বিপ্র কহে জীবনে মোর নাহি প্রয়োজন, অগ্নি জলে প্রবেশিয়া সারিব জীবন, The Brahman replied, I have no reason to live. I shall give up my life by entering either fire or water. Means I would like to commit suicide. I would like to leave my body. I am so, what is called, lamented and unhappy. I cannot tolerate. One reason is continually happening. I am thinking a thing that is giving me a lot of pain. I can't tolerate it. So I would like to leave my body. How? Either by entering into fire or water. So what is the reason? Mahaprabhu is inquiring. He was saying, Jagannmata Mahalakshmi Sita Thakurani Rakshase Sparshilo Tare Iha Kane Shuni. Jagannmata, my dear sir, Mother Sita is the mother of universe and supreme goddess of fortune. She has been touched by the demon Ravan, and I am troubled upon hearing this news. That is his reason of being unhappy. He was thinking, Mother, she is Jagannmata, mother of the universe. But she was touched by Ravan, demonic character. How can I tolerate it? So he was thinking within. Mahaprabhu is replying, he is saying continuously, E sharir dharibare kabu na joai, ei dukke jale deho pran nahi jai. Sir, he was addressing Mahaprabhu as sir. English address, huh? Sir, due to my unhappiness, I can't continue living, although my body is burning, my life is not living. My whole body is burning. I like to leave my body, I can't so. Prabhu kahe e bhavana na kori ho yaar. Pandit hoya keno na karo ho vichar. Mahaprabhu is saying, you are well known Pandit. But I see you are rascal number one. Pandit is always very learned. But you see, I see you are murkh. Why you are not thinking on these topics? And if you feel that you don't know, why you are not asking the teacher? Mahaprabhu is indicating that I am here, you could ask me. Like in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, we see, na? Krishna is there, but Arjuna is lamenting. Oh, Krishna, the master is there, disciple is lamenting. Not only lamenting, he started to give discourse to Krishna. Raising different points. What is the use of fighting? Let me go to the forest. I'll beg alms. So this and that. Many points. So immediately Krishna could recognize this is a rascal. I am here. You can't understand. You become frank and simple. Should ask question. But he is continuously speaking and speaking. And eventually, you know, this is a very important thing. Living entities, those are degraded souls. They always think that I know better than everyone. But that will not satisfy you, make sure. You may have many knowledge, but that will not give you any solutions. So confused, Arjuna is telling Prabhu, I am confused now, tell me what to do. My whole body is quivering. I even cannot stand properly. He sat down on the. He left arrow and bow. Please, please tell me. Don't think that I am your friend. I would like to become your disciple. Please. He was telling in this way. Then Krishna thought, oh, maybe he is pretending with me. So then, you know, when Krishna opened his mouth, he started with chastisement. Krishna told him, Murkh! Anarja. Anarja means uneducated, uncivilized. No? Krishna's even chastisement was so sweet. Sri Sri Ram Lakshman Sita Hanuman Jivuki, Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda Jivuki. Similarly here, the Brahmano, he is confused, lamenting. He is lamenting about means unauthorized topic. He didn't have the clear understanding. It is his speculation. Oh, he touched, now she is contaminated. Speculations. In Bharatavarsha, even nowadays, so many so-called familical Brahmins are there. They think in the same way. We know everything. Why should we impress Srila Prabhupada? Why should we impress ISKCON devotee? They are smaller. They are very like my baby, like my children, they think. Age does not matter. Qualities matter. Understanding is matter. Realization is matter. Subhadev Goswami, at the age of 16, he sat down on Bashasan and started to deliver lecture. 60,000 old saintly personalities sitting there and hearing from him. Right or wrong? Another description that we see in Srimad Bhagavatam, Kapil Dev, his son, he is on the top level, sitting, Bashasan. Mother is sitting in front of him. He asked question. He was imparting knowledge. Similarly, they have so much false ego. They think we are Brahman. You are Brahman, okay. You are by birth. But Krishna says Brahman becomes how? By quality and activity. Even they do not know this point. They are Brahman. See, here Mahaprabhu is indicating, telling him, Prabhu kahe evhavana na kariyo ar. Don't think in this way. You are Pandit. Pandit hoya kena na karoho vichar. Please don't think in this way any longer. You are a learned Pandit. Why don't you consider the case? Chaitanya Chandrer daya karoho vichar. Vichar korile chitte pabe chamotkar. Please think over, deeply, profoundly think over the priceless contributions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He came in the form of a devotee, was distributing the most precious thing, even in the spiritual world. Golokero premadano, Harinama Sankirtana. Mercifully, Mahaprabhu brought this Harinam Sankirtan, which is the most treasure trove, even in the spiritual world. He's distributing, going door to door and calling the person free of cost. He's distributing is unlimitedly. Please, vichar karo means think, research, try to understand the unique contributions by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You will understand. When you will understand, then you will become completely astonished. Chamotkar, completely astonished. So that is the point Mahaprabhu was making him. He was telling you, just consider the incident. If you don't understand, then why not approaching the expert? Mahaprabhu is saying, Ishwar Prayoshishita Chidananda Murti Prakita Indriyar Tare Dekhitena Shakti Sparshivar karjo achuk napai darshan shitar akriti maya harilo ravan. It's Bengali, na? Understanding? But you hear it. Because it is the desire of Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. You will understand. Yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued. Sita Devi, the dearmost wife of the Supreme Lord Ramchandra, certainly has a spiritual form full of bliss. No one can see her with material eyes. For no materialist has such power. Mahaprabhu is giving him class. He is telling you, no, who is Sita? She is the eternal escort of Lord Ramchandra. Certainly she is having the transcendental form. When she saw that Ravan is approaching, coming towards her, immediately she manifested a illusory form and sent to Ravan. Now Ravan is murk. He thought that, I got Sita. He took that illusory form and mother, original mother is there. So Mahaprabhu is giving him the understanding. So what to speak of touch, touching her. Even such a person like Ravan, who is having the demoniac nature, even can't see her. What to speak of touching? Mahaprabhu is saying, Ravan ashitei shita anto dhana koilo, Ravan erage shita, maya shita pathailo.
অপ্রাকৃত বস্তু নহে প্রাকৃত গোচর, বেদ পুরাণেতে এই কহে নিরন্তর। স্পিরিচুয়াল সাবস্টেন্স ইজ নেভার উইদিন দ্য জুরিসডিকশন অফ ম্যাটেরিয়াল কনসেপশন, দিস ইজ অলওয়েজ দ্য ভার্ডিক্ট অফ দ্য বেদস অ্যান্ড পুরাণস। মহাপ্রভু স্টপড হিয়ার, মিন্স ফর টুডে দ্য ক্লাস ইজ স্টপড আপ টু 194. Mahaprabhu is saying the spiritual substance is never possible to realize by the material senses. Main thing is like that. So, you know, there is a wonderful verse by Shankaracharya. What is that? Eko shastram devaki putra gitam, eko devo devaki putra evo, এক মন্ত্র তস্য নমামি জানি কর্ম পেক্কম তস্য দেবস্য সেবা। হাউ মেনি অফ ইউ মেমোরাইজ দিস ভার্স? প্লিজ, আদারওয়াইজ ব্রেন উড বি রাস্টেড। লক ইজ দেয়ার, কি ইজ দেয়ার, বাট ইউ আর নট ইউজিং, হোয়াট উইল হ্যাপেন আফটার টু ইয়ার্স ওয়েন ইজ নট ইউ হোয়াট রাস্টেড? We are very fortunate. Anar pito charing chirat karunaya avatrna kalau, samar paito munnat ujjalara sam savakti sriyam, hari purata sundar duti kadamba sandiripita, sadaridaye kandar spura vashachinandana. Mahaprabhu gave us Krishna prem, which was not given in long period of time. Krishna comes down to this material nature once in the day of Brahma. And you can calculate what is the figure, total period of time, just one day of Brahma. In one day of Brahma, in the 28th Chaturjuk, out of 28th Chaturjuk, when Dapurjuk comes, then Mahaprabhu Krishna Himself means the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna means Avatari, even who is the source of incarnation, so to speak, of living entity and saintly person and demigods. All incarnations come from Krishna. He is source, or all are the manifestation. The source is known as Avatari. That Krishna comes on in a day of Brahma and displays Brajoplila in Vrindavan. Just after the next age, means age of Kali, Krishna, same personality, the combined form of Radha and Krishna. Here Krishna means there are different types of Krishna. But Krishna means Brajendra Nandan Krishna. Krishna means Mathuradhish Krishna. Krishna means Dwarakadhish Krishna. Mathuradhish Krishna and Dwarakadhish Krishna is having four arms. Only Brajendra Nandan Krishna is having two arms, using peacock feathers on his turban. And Radharani is his complete pleasure potency. When this potency or potentic energy and energetic becomes one, then he becomes Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He comes just after that Dwaparjuk. That is the time now going on in the age of Kali. In the age of Kali, one time only Gauranga Mahaprabhu comes in the... who is Bhagavan Krishna himself and gives this Braja Prem. Every Chaturjug, Kali Jug comes. Try to understand this fact. In every Chaturjug, there is one Kali Jug. Kali Jug will come and Mahaprabhu will also come. But that Mahaprabhu and this Mahaprabhu, not same. This Mahaprabhu, Radha and Krishna's combined form, and the other Mahaprabhus are the manifestation of Mathuradhish Krishna, Dwarakadhish Krishna, Shankarshan, Vasudev, this and that. They will come, spread the same things, Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Mahaprabhu is also doing the same thing, but what is the differentiation? Difference is that time in other Kali Yuga, if you take bath, and get this opportunity to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra given by that Mahaprabhu, means not this Mahaprabhu, then maximum, if you are expert in execution,
If you attain perfection, the result of your perfection would be you will be able to enter into Vaikunth. But if you take this Krishna consciousness, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, given by the combined form of Radha and Krishna, if you become very serious, giving up and cutting up all the attachment, completely absorbed and full-heartedly surrendered to this holy name, take shelter of this holy name, and somehow you can attain perfection, Mahaprabhu mercifully will take us to Goloka Vrindavan. Tesse bolo, Hari bol. Avas implies different thing. You asked me, Prabhu, can I take some prasadam? Yes, yes, why not? It's not different. Say, Hari bol. I'm not much happy. Hari, Hari bol. This is appreciation of Mahaprabhu's contribution. Others may be softly saying, like a weak person, Hari bol. Now, you are actually in the right situation because we are all affected by material disease. In the diseased condition, we can't boldly say, Hare Krishna! That is the instruction. Yesterday, Babuja was saying, no? Mahaprabhu gave us four things. Uccha Ishare, Hare Krishna! Urdhva Kware, raise your hand, Hare Krishna! Nitya Kore, in the dancing form, mode. Don't dance now. And last point is, Prema Vare, with love and affection. You are hungry. Last few days, you are fasting, starving. And fortunately, a person mercifully gave you some food. Just think, how will you feel? And how you will relish that food? With great love and affection. Not speck of food you will waste, right? Very carefully. And after that, food is not there on the plate, but you will start to leak in this air. Right or wrong? Then you will wash it. And will drink the water also. That is called loving, relishing. Similarly, we are very fortunate because we are connected now with this society, and Srila Prabhupada is with us. He is completely open and free. Please see, he is giving us everything already so that we can execute Krishna consciousness nicely without making any excuse. In spite of having all the facilities, if we are not serious enough, that it's our misfortune state. Durdaivam namnamakari bahu bahudan is sarva shaktis. Krishna has invested all his potencies in holy name and telling there is no time, place and circumstance, particular hard and fast rules. You chant in any place and circumstances, your life will be glorified. But durdaivam idrisham, it's my unfortunate situation that I don't have any attachment to this holy name. Still now I am thinking. Still now I am waiting. Today or tomorrow, let me become grown. Many points are there. So it is our unfortunate situation. So Mahaprabhu very mercifully came and giving us Brajoprem. Brajoprem is there in Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Brajoprem is there in Harinam Sankirtan. His Harinam Sankirtan, right? Ras. Juice is there in Rasogolla. But at least you have to put it on your tongue. But if you are so lazy, just opening your mouth, hoping that Rasogolla will come. It will never come. A horse is thirsty. Maximum you can take the horse to the water.
but you can't make the horse compelled to drink water. This is Krishna. Krishna will give you everything, but you have to take effort also, your personal effort. Then it will happen. So Mahaprabhu gave us Brajo Prem. That's why he is saying, Chirokal Nahi Kori Prema Bhakti Dan Bhakti Na Bhakti Bhakti Bina Jagoter Nahi Abosthan. Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chirokal means, in the long period of time, I did not give or distribute Brajo Prem. Vaikuntha Prem I have given. Ayodhya Prem I have given. But Brajo Prem I didn't give. So I'll go and give it. So Mahaprabhu is giving us in the form of Harinam Sankirtan. It is Yoga Dharma. Harinam Sankirtan, people in the age of Kali, maximum, those are very much qualified. Very much qualified. Those are no degraded, fallen sinners. You leave them. But those are qualified. Maximum they can do or execute the principles of Vaidhi Bhakti. The Bhakti based on rules and regulations. This is the situation of age of Kali. But Mahaprabhu is so merciful. He is telling, don't worry. You do Vidhi Bhakti. I am recommending you. Approving you. You do it. But don't expect that about the result. I will give you. So, we are executing Vidhi Bhakti, Vaidhi Bhakti. But for the result of this execution, Mahaprabhu will give us Brajo Prem. Generally, Brajo Prem are meant for the devotees in Vrindavan. Those are situated on Ragatmika Bhakti. You know what is Ragatmika Bhakti? Spontaneous devotional service. That is called Ragatmika Bhakti. So, only the Brajavasi are eligible for that. But our situation is not like that. But this is Mahaprabhu's magnanimity. He is telling you, do whatever you know, whatever you can do, you do it. But I will give you the highest result. What is that? I will give you the ticket so that you can go back to Godhead, means Golok Vrindavan. So Mahaprabhu, he is the father of all living entities. Just I am finishing. He is the father of all living entities. So he is thinking, I will give this Braja Prem to everyone. That's why, without making any discrimination, he is distributing. Papi tapi jato chilo keval hari name yuddharilo. Only by holy name he was delivering everyone who is papi, sinner, tapi, miscreants. Does not matter. Only Mahaprabhu was so strict to the person who was critiqued, means blaspheming the devotees. Mahaprabhu did not, he was totally reluctant to give them prem. Otherwise, no. Any section of people, that's why we see Mahaprabhu is trying to bring everyone, the followers of Ramchandra, followers of Shiva, followers of demigods, everyone is trying to bring on the same platform, the platform of Krishna consciousness. This was very, very important for the age of Kali. This was very, very important. Mahaprabhu is like the touchstone. The description is there in a song by Vasu Ghosh. Goraguna gaon shuni. You heard this song? Please, oh my mind, hear the transcendental glories of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Goraguna gaon shuni. Bahu purno phale shopa homi lalo. Premo parasha mani. Premo parasha mani. Parasha mani means touchstone. Touchstone of love. You know, must have heard the name Parashmani. Parashmani is a jewel. If you touch this Parashmani with a piece of iron, immediately the iron will turn into gold. But that gold does not have any power to
to turn any other pieces of iron. But this touchstone is completely different. Mahaprabhu was like this. Parosha mani, prema parosha mani, touchstone of love. Whoever was having darshan of Mahaprabhu, hearing Hare Krishna Mahamantra from him, touching him, everyone was attaining Krishna prema. Simply by giving his darshan, Mahaprabhu making the devotee person bhakti, shuddha bhakti, giving Krishna prema. And when that person was going here and there, he was in ecstasy. He was dancing and chanting in the same way as Mahaprabhu was dancing. And another person of the village or city, whoever was having darshan of that devotee, who has already recently become pure devotee, all are becoming pure devotee. So Mahaprabhu giving his darshan, he was making every single person pure devotee, giving them Krishna prem, and whoever that person was seen by other, they were also becoming a pure devotee. In this way, Mahaprabhu was making the people touchstone, and that touchstone devotee would able to make other also touchstone. This is very amazing thing. So here's the description is there. Parosha, prema parosha mani. Mahaprabhu was prema parosha mani. Okhilo jiber eshoku shagor nayono nimishe shoshe oi premo leshe parosho na paile parano junabe kishe. Bengali is very simple and sweet. I know you are all very brilliant. Just use your 1% brain. Try to understand it. Akhilo jiber. Akhilo means all the living entities having their lamentation. They are always lamented, having distresses, problems. So how many total living entities in this material nature? Can you say? Nobody can say. Innumerable. So all the living entities having their problems, distress, sorrows, right? So everywhere living entity is there, or everywhere this lamentation is there. So the whole nature becomes the ocean of lamentation. So Mahaprabhu can dry up or vanquish all the lamentation of all the living entities, akhilo jeev. How? Simply by glancing upon them once, the fraction of time, you will glance, finished. Akhilo jiver eshoko sagor nayono nimishe. Nimishe means fraction of second. Mahaprabhu can dry up, finish everything. Oi premo leshe parosho na paile parano junabe kishe. If I do not get the touch of such a personality, how can I become satisfied? How can I become fixed up in our life? So that was the description regarding Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's why Mahaprabhu was traveling everywhere and making the person devotee, distributing Krishna prem. So it took 6 years. Then Mahaprabhu decided to come back to again Jagannath Puri, and he entered into a room of a house. That house is known as Gambira. That room, this room is still there. How many of you saw it? Still there, Mahaprabhu was just staying there and fulfilling his personal desire. You know, Mahaprabhu descended to this nature with two reasons, external and internal. First of all, he did the external reason, means establishing Jugo Dharma. Then Mahaprabhu went back to Jagannath Puri and absorbed in relishing Krishna Prem or Radha Prem. He had 3 questions in his mind. But he thought to get the proper answer of these 3 questions. The questions are all mentioned in the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Radhaya Mahima Kidrishya Sri Radhaya Mahima Pranaya Mahima Kidrishya Vaniyo Ashadda Jana Adhuta Madhurima Kidrishya Madhiyo. These are the 3 reasons described there. So Mahaprabhu wanted to have or relish Krishna Prem, Radha Prem, staying in Jagannath Puri. In this way, after completing 84 years, Mahaprabhu went back. He marched into the body of Tota Gopinath. In this way, Mahaprabhu disappeared from this world. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki? Any question? Yes, Prabhuji.
Thank you. You spoke about prema, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu giving them instant prema in the past times.
Yes.
And then we're in that parampara. So it seems that it's not instant for us. I might be speaking for many. Speak for myself. Just I feel like I've not even reached the Anartha Nivritti properly yet. I'm not doing Bhajana Kriya yet. I read from Srila Prabhupada quite a few times actually this week about that lust can only be overcome by love. Krishna is also speaking about lust, and he says, by the weapon of knowledge in chapter 3. And I guess I'm trying to ask the question that, what do we mean by love? Are we talking about the prema stage? And is only at that prema stage are we actually going to overcome lust, or just some general just loving, trying to do things with love?
Okay. You know, Prabhuji, either it is love, prem, or calm, lust. It is actually force, is a power. When this power is used positively, in that loving service of Krishna, then this force known as prem. But when we use this force for our satisfaction, then it is calm. Whatever you read from the scripture is 100% right. This calm, what we are having now, is the rotten or distorted form of prem. There's a maybe one is very lusty, having many types of desires. But if that person puts himself in the process of Krishna consciousness, the process is not self-manufactured. The process has been given by Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So then this process will make that lusty person into loving devotee. Example, support the raw materials like jute. You heard the name of jute? Jute in the form of raw forms. So you got jute from the farmers, from the village. You are having a factory, a machine. You are putting all the jute in the machine. Machine means a system, is a process. Automatically, the machine is making a wonderful product, which is very valuable in the market, from the jute. Jute itself does not have much value. But when it became a product by the help of the machine, then it became very valuable. Similarly, unless and until we are here trying to gratify our senses, we do not have any value. We are the raw form. But if we put ourselves in the machine means the process introduced by Mahaprabhu. Take it very seriously. Put yourself as Mahaprabhu was desiring. Generally, we know Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada, time and time again he was telling, become surrendered. How? Wonderful expression. Wholeheartedly. Wholeheartedly surrender means I do not have any tinge of personal opinion and interest. I am simply the jute, the raw form, completely surrendered unto the machine. Machine will make me valuable. So this is the thing. So we know many examples. They are having very bad background, involved in many objectionable activities. But now they are pure devotee by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. By the process of Krishna consciousness movement. Right or wrong? So same thing. Not like that they are attaining something new. No, the last is now turning into love. So thank you very much, Prabhuji. Srila Prabhupada ki, Harinam Sankirtan ki, Samaveda Bhaktavrinda ki, Jai Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hari Hari Bol. Thank you very much.